a drug to stop suicide. Amid a national epidemic, there may be hope, a fast-acting new drug based on ketamine by Cynthia Coons and Robert Langrith. Joe Wright has no doubt that ketamine saved his life. A 34-year-old high school teacher who writes poetry every day on a typewriter, Wright was plagued by suicidal impulses for years. The thoughts started coming on when he was a high schooler himself on Staten Island, New York, and intensified during his first year of college. It was an internal monologue, emphatic on how pointless it is to exist, he says. It's like being ambushed by your own brain. He first tried to kill himself by swallowing a bottle of sleeping pills the summer after his sophomore year. Years of treatment with Prozac, Zoloft, Wellbutrin, and other antidepressants followed. But the desire for an end was never fully resolved. He started cutting himself on his arms and legs with a pencil sharpener blade. Sometimes he'd burn himself with cigarettes. He remembers few details about his second and third suicide attempts. They were half-hearted. He drank himself into a stupor and once added Xanax into the mix. Wright decided to try again in 2016. This time, using a cocktail of drugs he'd ground into a powder. As he tells the story now, he was prepared to mix the powder into water and drink it when his dog jumped onto his lap. Suddenly, he had a moment of clarity that shocked him into action. He started doing research and came upon a Columbia University study of a pharmaceutical treatment for severe depression and suicidality. It involved an infusion of ketamine, a decades-old anesthetic that's also an infamous party drug. He immediately volunteered. His first and only ketamine infusion made him feel dreamlike, goofy, and euphoric. He almost immediately started feeling more hopeful about life. He was more receptive to therapy. Less than a year later, he married. Today, he says his dark moods are remote and manageable. Suicidal thoughts are largely gone. If they had told me how much it would affect me, I wouldn't have believed it, Wright says. It is unconscionable that it is not already approved for suicidal patients.